eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He's hit safely in six straight coming in, and he whacks this one high into the air, deep left field, and nobody's going to do anything about this. Hits into the second deck in straightaway left for Rodriguez. His first home run of the 2024 season is a majestic blast that gives Seattle a 4-0 lead.
And his Seattle Mariners are now in first place in the American League West. Let's talk about it with former MLB player and, of course, host of the Brett Boone Podcast. He's Brett Boone here on Sean and RJ, home of the Rangers. The Brett Boone Podcast, Odyssey Original, featuring the most notable names in baseball and all around sports every week. Brett on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, man. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
We're okay. Have you had to apologize? Have you had to apologize for the American League West and how crappy the play has been compared to some of the other divisions so far to start off the year?
It's been shabby, hasn't it? I mean, we come into the season thinking the obvious to my eyes when I'm analyzing everything. It's like the American League East and American League Central, National League Central, two weakest divisions, end up coming out of the gate strong. American League West, which I thought was going to be one of the strongest, coming out of the gate haphazard. But the play in this league will get better. Right now, Seattle took over first place. I don't know. I look at this Rangers team. A lot of injuries. You know, Bradford was off to a great start. He's down. Sabores, you really need in that bullpen. Jung has that devastating injury early for you. And I look at that staff. You still got Evaldi at the top of the top. Lorenzen came in to kind of help out. He's done a good job so far. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting. I still think it's a Mariner, Rangers, Astros division. I don't think the LA Angels are ready to compete, and definitely not the Oakland A's. But it's going to be interesting to watch. You know, the Rangers are still going to have, once they get healthy, they're going to still have that explosive offense. I don't think we can sleep on the Houston Astros. I mean, they've got off to one of the worst starts they have, and they've had the stronghold on that division for a lot of time. They're 7-17, but they've still got the Altuves, Tuckers, Alvarez, Peñas of the world in that offense. Valdez and Javier have been hurt. Verlander, I don't know how he keeps doing it. He's back, but he started on the IL. Urquidy's hurt. So a lot of injuries in this division. Right now, Seattle's the healthiest out of all of them. And to be honest, they've got the superior pitching, both in the starting rotation and in the bullpen. They're definitely the class of that division. And top five in all of baseball when it comes to pitching. Offensively, they're going to finish middle of the pack.
Where did you pick Seattle to finish in the West?
Second.
Behind?
I look at the Rangers run last year, and you know I was a big fan, and,
yes,
and it didn't surprise me when they went as far as they did. I look at that offense. I know offense can take you so far. All the years I played, I was on some tremendous offensive team. Offense can take you so far, and I think last year the Rangers had the perfect storm. Montgomery down the stretch was unbelievable. He's, of course, gone on to Arizona. You just can't have these devastating injuries. If you're starting off the season, you had a healthy DeGrom and Scherzer, whatever he's got left in the tank, was in the rotation. I might think a little differently early in the season. But the fact that they're just big question marks at this time, you no longer have Montgomery. I just think the pitching through and through is not as good as the Seattle Mariners. And if the Astros get healthy, that's a power bullpen the Astros got. They didn't address the starting rotation this offseason, but they did address the bullpen. They went out and they got a Josh Hader, the best guy on the market. But sometimes you disrupt a bullpen when you go out and get the coveted closer, when you have a guy that's been an all-star level high leverage situation guy in Presley. You just bring him into the bullpen and Presley's kind of looking around going, wait a minute, I'm not doing a good enough job. Well, obviously ownership's not doing it for that reason. They're doing it because he was the best man available and it'll make our bullpen even more. So far, Presley and Hader out of the gates have been struggling. So a lot of questions in Houston. Is at the end of their run. Texas, I still think is going to be there, but if Seattle stays healthy with this rotation they've got. They've just got potentially five stoppers at all time in that starting rotation. What I mean by that is, as an offensive player, I come to the ballpark and I say, oh, so-and-so's pitching tonight. Oh, we're going to win tonight. Seattle potentially has five of those guys in the rotation. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Brett Boone, Jonas here, 105 through the Fan. We've been a little concerned about the start Wyatt Langford's had. He was very, very hot shot prospect. He did really well in spring training, but they don't really pitch the scouting reports the way they do in the regular season. How long does it generally take this like a tremendous talent to figure it out? It's on him making adjustments. The league obviously has made adjustments to him.
Well, look, they're so young, these guys. And Langford is a talent. He's going to be a big leaguer for a long time. How good? That's up to him. You look at Baltimore, the number one pick a couple years ago. The kid's 20 years old, Holiday. Came to the big leagues, went 1-for-30 to start his career. Nobody expects to start like that, but these are real. These are beyond just, hey, they're good players. These are generational-type talents. I think it just takes – some guys get it from day one, and some guys take a little bit. I remember getting to the big leagues. I got through the minor leagues really quick, and I thought I was hot stuff. And I got to the big leagues my first at bat. I had a base hit and an RBI, and I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to mow down the big leagues like I did my AAA year. Well, 6 weeks later, fast forward, I'm sitting in a locker in the old Seattle Kingdom with my hands in my lap or my head in my lap, going, man, the big leagues is really hard. It is an adjustment. It's not AAA. It's that AAA, that best starter they got, that number one starter. He might be a fifth or sixth at the big league level. So it's definitely an adjustment, but the talent that Langford has, it will overcome in the long run. It is different, though. The stadiums are different. The atmosphere is different. I can't put my finger on it, but I remember playing my AAA year. I grew up my entire life with my dad being in the big league. So I was at stadiums my entire career. I remember that first time stepping in the box, and I started my career at Camden Yards. And I remember stepping in the box and taking the first pitch and stepping out and looking around. It was just different. I mean, it was a different look. It was like I went from the corner bar to Carnegie Hall. And it was like, okay, I got to make an adjustment. There's another deck on the bleachers. It's just something different. After a while, it'll come. But it takes success. Once you start having some success, It'll snowball like anything else, but it's a process, and I definitely wasn't privy to missing that process. I went through some aches and pains as a kid.
Talking with Brett Boone here on 105 Through the Fan. Brett, we were reading this article yesterday from Jeff Passan at ESPN, and he was talking about the depth that Corey Seager goes into to perfect his swing, and how he'll go find a mirror at every stadium in the major leagues and watch himself swing and gets down all these little tweaks. How big of a perfectionist were you about your swing and your process, and how much of it is just that kind of drilling down of technique, or is that unique to Corey Seager and his process?
No, I don't think it's unique. I definitely had my crazy side too. My infatuation was bats, and they had to be a certain weight, and they had to be exactly. It wasn't a 32.4; it had to be 32.2. It went from that to I know all the mirrors in both leagues, and everybody has checkpoints. Corey Seager, I love the way he hits. I watch him hit and I think this is how I thought. He's real tight with the bat. They always talk about, oh, hold the bat loose. No, Corey Seager doesn't hold the bat loose. He's got sawdust coming off. But I understand, without explaining it to people, I understand what his thought process is. He's almost like a stock car revving the engine, but you got one foot on the brake and you're revving, and then all of a sudden you let go of the brake. That's Corey Seager's swing. I think it's an MVP type player. If he could stay healthy for a full year, Corey Seager, before it's all said and done, is going to be an MVP type player. And that level that he goes to off the field, it's actually pretty common with a lot of players. Not the masses, not everybody. Some guys just come to the yard, pick a bat, go out, hit BP, and go about their way. But some guys are like the Corey Seagers. I was more like Corey Seager than I was like a normal guy. I was infatuated with my hands and my position, and I could look in the mirror, and my teammates would look at me and go, well, you're crazy. No, they have no idea what I'm looking at, but they're just these little subtleties that you wouldn't be able to pick up. I'm sure Corey has checkpoints. He gets in the mirror. He sees that, and if he sees a certain thing, mentally he's going, all right, I got it for tonight, and you move on. But it's the nuances are so subtle that you really can't explain it, even to teammates that understand hitting at the big league level as much as anybody. They can't sometimes understand what we're doing individually because we're a little bit off and a little bit weird.
Baseball story of the week. Your thoughts on your brother's ejection with the fan behind him and everything that went into that.
Uncle Aaron at it again. I tease him all the time about getting thrown out. And I said, you know what, bud? Okay, we've established that you really back your players and you're really never going to back down and you're always going to have their back. We get it, Aaron. We get it. Okay, you've proven that. Now relax and quit chirping on every pitch that doesn't hit the stupid box on the screen. They got to get rid of that box. It's driving people crazy. It's all everybody talks about. I hear the commentators. If it doesn't hit that little, you know, the box, it's definitely a ball and this guy's having a bad night. Not necessarily true. But, you know, he has a little bit of that reputation coming in. So when umpires hear Aaron talk, it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to let him get to me tonight. So I think all Hunter Wendelstat was doing was he was at a point early in the game where he's thinking, no, I'm not going to hear it this early. It's the first inning. So he just yelled in Aaron and said, listen, I don't care if a player yells. I don't care who yells, Aaron. You're the captain of that ship over there. Everything I'm gonna blame you on because it's your responsibility. And if I hear anything from that dugout, you're gone. Okay, he set up the rules. Now the players know if I yell something, my skipper might get thrown here. Yeah. And a fan out of nowhere screams, nobody was at fault. He thinks, I think Hunter had good intentions. He said, okay, they tested me. They did it. Aaron, you're gone. Aaron, you know, you see his reaction like, what are you talking about? He did nothing wrong. And he didn't do anything wrong. But I think Hunter, to his defense, he had no idea it was a fan that yelled at him. Yeah. He had just had enough. It was an honest mistake. He's going to get a slap on the wrist. Aaron's going to have no consequences, which he shouldn't. But I laugh, and when I've had 20 texts, what happened there, and why did they do that to him? And I said, reputation precedes you. But no, I think Aaron's doing a great job. That's just what he does. And the great thing about my brother that I love is when he goes out and he argues and he's passionate about it. That's him. That is not an act. That's not premeditated. I can close my eyes and picture him being 8 years old arguing with me on the street in New Jersey when we're playing touch football. That's the way he is. He hasn't changed one bit, and he's very conscious that he wants to be respectful and he wants to do the right thing. He gets going, you rev him up, and that's just him being him. So I think it's funny because it takes me back to my childhood when I see him arguing. I know he's working on not getting thrown out as much, but at some point, you're just who you are, you know, and you don't apologize for it. You go forward, and things work.
Hey, man, this was fantastic. Thank you so much for the time. Hopefully, y'all start losing in this series, and we'll do it again next time.
We might. Yeah, hey, if the last 20 years has anything to do with it, we got a 1-20 shot to get into the playoffs. I think this year the Mariners, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Especially in that pitching rotation. See you guys.
Thank you, brother. Fantastic. Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast and Odyssey Original. Make sure to follow the Brett Boone Podcast on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Let's celebrate the Mavs getting even with the KMC Masterpiece next.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.